This week on Life with the Girlfriends, Christy, Marie, and Julie are celebrating Mother's Day. They're diving deep into conspiracy theories and the Mandela Effect. They're spring cleaning and forgiveness trumps love. I'm Stormin' Norman, and Mama, life has just begun.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy, Marie, and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hey, Christy, Marie. How you doing today?
I'm all that in a bag of chips.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. And I have to say, I loved your gift.
Thank you. Share with the world what I gave you.
Well, you said to me a few days ago, just try and guess what I got you.
Yes.
Just try. Well, I had a hint because you said that you had to go to Walgreens to pick it up.
Right.
So I thought, well, is it, you know, a douchebag?
Yes, that's what it was.
Enema kit. One of the same, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I'd put it in a big basket. It would be like, I might call it hint basket. It was like one of those kind of things. Or like your feminine needs basket.
Oh, that's true. It's all about the feminine needs.
Yeah, I'm celebrating your femininity. Feminine side of day.
Thank you.
Being a mother and all that stuff.
Whether you're a mother or whether you're a lover, yes, staying alive.
Staying alive.
This is to all the mother lovers out there.
That's right.
Anyway, so I could not even guess because I said Walgreens. A mug.
Yeah.
Cologne.
Picture. Yeah. Will you get me at Walgreens?
Pictures. You know, I did figure that you had a picture. So when you walked out of Walgreens with this great big box
right.
that said, a gift for you.
A gift for you.
I'm like, okay, I'm excited. I'm trying to figure this out. And I open it up and there's this canvas.
Yes.
This, like, what do we think about, 9 by 12?
I think 11 by something.
Okay.
14, something like that.
Canvas.
No. Yeah.
Of me. Me.
Yes.
As an old-timey Renaissance woman.
Yes.
Long, curly, red hair.
Yeah.
Like Renaissance. Genevieve. Yes.
Or Guinevere.
Guinevere.
Yeah.
Guinevere. Exactly. Yes. And the garb.
Yeah.
And, oh, my God, it was so awesome. I would never, ever have guessed.
And the funny thing about the picture is because of the way they Photoshop you, I mean, the background, they give you that quote-unquote
oil effect. Yeah.
It's on
canvas.
And it's, like, cracking a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome.
It was awesome.
I just smiled from ear to ear.
I was,
and when Norm saw it, he was like, because I loved watching him because he had no idea, no clue what it was. And so he sits down and he opens it up and he just like, a beat.
Like, what did she get?
What? What? He starts screaming. Oh, my God, that's so awesome. And
yeah,
it was.
Yeah. And it's so funny because your son, my brother, got you flowers from his family.
Yes, very, very nice.
And you know, he's good for that. Like, I know what he's going to get you.
Right.
And so I'm like, well, I don't want to get Mom flowers because Greg took care of that. You know, what am I going to get him? And then just by chance, this is a dual process. I came across somebody who would, you know, turn you into a work of art. And my criteria was just make her look beautiful.
Make my mommy look beautiful.
And then she wrote back, oh, it was the easiest photoshopping I had to do.
Oh.
I barely had to touch her. I just threw her in the back and she was like.
Did she really write that back?
Yes, she did.
Oh, thank you for saying that. That warmed my cockles.
I bet it did.
Those aren't easy to warm.
No, they aren't. They tend to hide away.
And they're hidden under that Renaissance garb.
Exactly. You were actually transgendered back then and in your past life, and you're just like, no one can tell under that garb. Yeah. But I'm glad you liked it.
Thank
I thought
you,
it was
sweetie.
Fun. And, you know, what do you get the person
that has everything?
That has everything. And we had talked about, you had given me clues.
I did give you clues.
And then when I finally said, should we just break down and get these things for you? You're like, you know what? If I want them, I'll get it myself.
Right.
And one was a pair of new Ray-Bans.
Right.
And one was Euphoria.
Deep Euphoria.
You know, that one's over 100 and the other one's like 75 to 80, you mm-hmm. know? And mm-hmm. you just said, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, that's kind of how I felt because I mean, I can, I dig what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'll get her the Ray-Bans or the, you know, the cologne or whatever. Mm-hmm. But is that really me and you? We don't do stuff like that. We like doing fun stuff.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And also.
And I can always just get what I want, you know.
Well, that's the thing. At some point, you could always just get what you really want.
Right.
And at another point, talking about, you know, this is a spring cleaning kind of season, and we're going to talk about that a little bit.
Right.
Maybe doing a pillow talk.
Oh, good.
Pillow talk. And we'll talk a little bit about spring cleaning and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Two ways to do some cleaning.
Wow.
I don't want to clutter your life. You know, and so I debated about this several times because at one point I went to pick up the photo or the canvas.
I know.
And they had done it. They had no idea about it.
Right.
I'm like, oh. And so I thought to myself for a brief moment, was it a sign from the universe that I shouldn't get this?
And we talk about that a lot.
Like, yeah.
If something goes awry, amiss in your life, does that necessarily mean that you're not supposed to do it?
No.
Of course not.
It just means that you forgot to push the button that put it to the next level.
Yeah.
I forgot to send it. And so I just go, you know, just go with your gut, Julie. Just go. And it worked because you guys both enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved
it. And it was
fun.
And we're going to hang it up. And at first glance, it just looks like, what am I watching? What am I seeing here?
Yeah.
You know?
And
that's
it's
what
like
I wanted.
Now that we know that my eyes follow you around wherever you go.
That's not good.
Can you imagine waking up, Julie, in the middle of the night and you look up there and there's
I didn't get it for me to have
Mama.
It in my
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going in your room. It's going in your room. Or it goes in the bathroom. One or the other. I will have a Renaissance bathroom.
Yeah. I like our our bathroom, we have the frame, Tramps Like Us, Baby, We Were Born to Run.
Yes. That's right.
That's exactly what you want to look at when you're on the pot.
For sure. Exactly. It was funny because I remember I told you I went to Columbus. Three weekends ago, something like that. But anyway, when I went to pick up my Aunt Irma, I went to her bathroom in her house, and it never had, nothing has changed. Same wallpaper for the last 30, 40 something years, right? Mm-hmm. And it's still the same picture, which is an old-timey woman, like probably more from the 20s, giving this little girl a bath in the middle of the kitchen in a metal trough-like thing.
Right.
And, you know, now we call that not appropriate to have in your bathroom.
Right.
Because the girl's just totally buck naked.
Now we call that high art.
Yeah, high art, right. And, you know, she just says, I love that picture so much because it reminds me of that's exactly how I lived.
Yeah.
When I was a young kid on the farm. And, I, you know, her dad basically came from Germany. No, not basically. Not literally. Came from Germany.
Literally.
And, you know, so did her mom. And they only spoke German, living out on the farm. And, you know, the dad refused the kids to go to high school. Like, I mean, they were like, no, eighth grade's enough education for you guys.
Yeah, get out and work on the farm.
Let's go work on the farm.
Yeah.
Eighth grade's enough. Yeah.
What do you want to be, a brain surgeon?
Yeah. What's
rocket scientist?
Why do you know how to read, right? They probably learned how to read before. I think if you were a teacher back then and you knew you only had your kids, most of them, until the eighth grade, you're like, I gotta jam enough knowledge.
Yeah, exactly.
But they weren't learning computer science either, which is probably good. Their brain was just filled with the most important things.
Right.
And history was 80 years shorter.
Thank God I don't have to learn what's in the future. Oh, damn flying machines. Oh, my God. Cigarettes that don't have any smoke.
Exactly. You know.
Waggy tobacco.
Don't have to learn about those. You know, stuff like that.
President with orange hair.
What? Speaking of that, I heard a comment, speaking of our president, I heard a comment that I thought I would never hear in my entire life.
That, like, these words would never come out together?
From a reporter.
Right.
And the reporter said, I call her a reporter, but she really more is, I don't know, like, more like a personality. Like, she just gives you the news. She's not She's not investigating it. She's just giving it to you.
She's just reporting it.
HLN. Uh-huh. What would you call her? You like her in the morning.
I love her, really.
Yeah. What's her
name? Raleigh, I like her.
What's her name?
Robin Mead.
Robin Mead.
Yes.
You like her. I don't know if I call her a reporter necessarily.
I know.
Maybe I would.
I would
but
call
mostly
her.
Mostly I talk, I think she's more like, because a reporter, I don't want to have editorial. I don't want to have her.
She's
well,
like.
She doesn't do that either.
A news, she's like.
An anchor.
An anchor. Yeah.
I don't necessarily think anchors
she's
are
reporters. She's not going out and getting
news. I don't think she is.
She's just reporting on it.
Yeah. I'm not saying that if a story landed in her lap, she would pass it to somebody.
Yeah,
no,
she would. She'd pick maybe it up. Ask a few questions.
Yeah, she'd stay around. She knows what to do. I think of her that way.
Mm-hmm.
But
so I think of her as the girl that crosses her legs.
So beautifully.
Over and over and over
and
again.
At a perfect angle.
Yeah.
At a perfect angle.
Yeah.
I've never seen another woman cross their legs like that. Mm-mm. Now everybody's trying to do it.
Everybody tries to, but nobody can.
No. I can't cross my legs. All those years of riding a horse. It's crazy. But anyway, she said, President Trump this morning has been actively tweeting. And I thought, what?
That's what you thought you never cared?
I thought I'd never heard President Trump.
It sounds like
and then President actively tweeting.
It sounds like something that you do in the bathroom.
Yeah, right. Well, our
he's
springtime,
actively tweeting.
He's actively tweeting.
he had that burger and fries last night late, and now he's actively tweeting.
And is the word actively a judgment word? Like,
oh, we're not judgy.
No. We were listening to something together, and you go, I don't know what this means. And the word
I know
was,
what it was.
Mm-hmm. What was it?
It was, I heard somebody use, I went to my doctor, and she said, do you have any STIs?
Eyes.
And STIs.
You look at me like.
And I looked at him like, what?
What's an STI?
Because I know what an STD is.
Yeah.
But I had no clue what an STI is.
Right.
And you looked at me like, oh, you're so stupid.
I did not look at you like that.
Oh, my God, Mother.
I just found this out earlier myself. Like,
Mother, STI is sexually transmitted infection.
Yes.
And I went, why? What was wrong with disease? And you said,
I think it's too judgy.
It's too judgy. You cannot judge.
Can't judge. It's like, it's a little infection.
You just got it. You happen to get an infection.
Yeah, a little infection. Yeah. You can work with an infection.
You were pondering who to bang that night.
Yeah,
because you're gender fluid.
Right.
And you would not have gotten a disease because that would be just too judgy.
Right.
But an infection, mm-hmm. I can handle that.
And when I or you know, it'd be gender fluid. You could be a married person,
mm-hmm.
and somehow you and your wife were just kind of not telling each other, but maybe you were messing around and then went back together, and
somebody
got an infection.
That's right.
Or you got one from the toilet seat.
That's like you're
I
like
heard that was possible.
Somebody,
too.
That's right. Somebody, you think you're monogamous, but then your partner thinks you're monogamish. That's right. Then you can get an STI.
Yes. You just never know.
Yeah.
And you know what? So be it.
Amen. Oh, can I get a hallelujah?
Well, because in the future.
Can I get an
in 2045.
If man is still alive.
We'll be cyborgs. Well, this is something.
You were thinking. You were singing that song. And you said, in the year 2525. And I said, no, Julie.
That's
go
right.
Now to www.2045.com.
And I said, Mother, who says www anymore? Mother, please. It's just 2045.com.
Just go to 2045.com. All right.
Like, okay. And then
and
I
what
was
did
like,
I see? What did I prepare you for there?
You did. You said it's a website that you're going to see Elon Musk
and
the Dalai Lama.
And what do those two have in common?
Well, they have
2045. And what is it, Joe?
And okay, Elon Musk and the Dalai Lama, two people who I think are
that you thought you would never hear, like those words, like President Trump actively tweeting. Elon Musk and the Dalai Lama are
actively actively pursuing this idea that by 2045,
yes,
our consciousness will live in as a avatar or a holographic avatar.
Or in AI.
An AI, artificial intelligence.
So you'll just be downloaded into and dropped
yeah, your
into.
Consciousness, and then you'll live forever.
That's right.
That is only 20-something years away.
Right.
That is less than, that's 28 years away.
And you're like, the Dalai Lama? What's he wearing under those robes?
But if you believe that, if you want to believe that, because they have these milestones. And one was like between 2020 and 2025.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to download.
Right.
No, they're going to have a body that can be, that's human-like, that can be controlled.
Right.
Then like 25 to 30.
Sort of like Darth Vader.
They're going to have, first time they're going to download a consciousness or your brain into something else before you die.
Right.
Into a body.
Right.
And then 30, 35, they want to have, or 35 to 40.
These are just milestones they actually have on this website, yeah.
They want to download your consciousness into an artificial brain.
Right.
So the first evolution is a workable body. Mm-hmm. Second one is your workable brain into that body.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is your consciousness into an AI brain.
Mm-hmm.
Into an AI body, and finally, everything transferred into a holographic avatar.
Right.
I'm like, what?
No, 2045.
And here's the thing: this is going to be very interesting because these are not far away dates.
No,
these are. I will most likely be alive.
And these are not like goofy woo woo people.
No, these. Now I will have to say this. Elon Musk
goes with Johnny Depp's ex.
Who we know
is like crazy.
But he's got enough money to entertain his craziness.
Right.
You know, there's no small thinking for him.
No.
And so because he has money and people adore him, he's like that woman, I think her name is Elizabeth Holmes. Mm-hmm. You heard about her?
Elizabeth Holmes.
I believe
she's like that guy that punked everybody.
Yeah, like a Madoff kind of thing.
Yeah, Madoff, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so they have enough money to entertain that people are like, oh, yeah, I'll invest with you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, whatever your ideas are.
Mm-hmm. Whatever
you're
cool.
Kind of like
cool. Yeah.
What Kanye West wanted to have happen, which is like,
yeah,
hey, people, invest in me.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got amazing ideas. Just in the capital to work with them.
Right.
It didn't work for him. I don't know why.
I'm
not that I'm aware of, but he didn't marry Kim, who is making money hand over fist, really.
Mm-hmm. Is she investing in him?
I'm sure. but, so here it is. I mean, he can think these ways. And we were listening to Gaia TV, you are, and you mentioned this, and Linda
Moulton Howe.
Yes, talking to George Nouri. And she mentioned, you know, this idea that are we in a holographic world now, and that there are actually, it looks like there is code in our DNA naturally, some kind of programming code. I don't get it exactly.
Yeah, ones and zeros.
Ones and zeros, whatever. Yeah.
Is that what you were looking for?
Well, no, because I didn't want to say ones and zeros because not everybody has ones and zeros. Or is ones and zeros just, it's just computer language?
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Some of us have an XY. And
I don't know what everybody is computer. I don't know. But so I find it very fascinating. And then, so it's sort of like that scenario to me. Is like the coming of Jesus Christ scenario. Like, people want Jesus Christ to come so badly.
Right.
Mostly, I feel, because they want to be proven right. You know? Like,
you're going to make me sing right now. Christ has lied. Christ in prison. Christ will come at 10.
Exactly. And see, what if you downloaded a consciousness like that? You're like, I know everything wrong. Everything I've learned is wrong. It's just wrong.
Yeah, then you'd have to go to the bad guy mall.
Right.
Your consciousness would be like in a storefront dummy window.
Well, and sort of like a 2012 group. Like, okay, I'm not comparing these things, but if you put a date on things, you're really telling
that's
the world.
That's pretty scary.
It's pretty scary because it's not, it's like, I don't necessarily want Jesus Christ to come back.
At 10.
Not 10. I really don't. Yeah. I got, you know, I want the whole world to evolve a little bit. I want things to be kind to each other. Mm-hmm.
You want to present, you kind of like want to clean up first.
I kind of would. I like to know a date.
If he's coming,
so I can work. I mean, yeah. I've been working on myself for a long time, but I still don't want to leave a mess behind.
Right.
You know, right. Things like that. So I'm doing that. And then so it's the same thing about, like right now, the idea of disclosure coming.
Right.
The proof that there are aliens living among us. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, all this stuff going down. And I'm like, well, this is just great, fascinating entertainment. Mm-hmm. And it's great to hear about these things because you hear people channeling the aliens, mm-hmm. the good aliens, right? Mm-hmm. And they talk about the four things they want us to work on, mm-hmm. which is, you know, being loving to everybody. Mm-hmm. What are the other ones? One is about forgiveness, forgiving everybody.
Love your mother.
Love your mother. Wish her a happy Mother's Day.
Yes, forgiveness is the big one.
Service
to others.
Service to others, yes. Taking care of your body.
Right.
I'm like, well, I can buy.
Raise your vibration.
Yeah, right. I can buy into all of those things. Mm-hmm. I mean, like 100%. I'm behind all those things. I don't think I want aliens. I don't need to have proof of aliens coming down.
Whether they are good or not. Good.
I really don't want. I don't want it. I don't care. It'd right. be kind of interesting for a split second. Then we have to reboot our reality.
That's what they want.
And so, and exactly. And so here, I was in Joe Rogan and you were too with me. And then we choose, people are like, do you just have your radio show? You know, what do you guys do? I'm like, the truth is sometimes we hear things together and we go, let's not talk about it now. We'll talk about it on the radio show. So, yes, you are listening to our banter that we have been holding back all week long.
You are listening to a podcast that was listening to a podcast.
Yes.
Who of each of them have their own podcast.
Exactly.
You know, the whole world is podcasting.
Well, but it's just like doing research. You look at all the research out there. Then you make your own conclusion. Mm-hmm. And you hopefully move it along. And then someone goes, oh, I like their perspective on this.
Right.
I can buy into that.
Right.
And I can, and so forth. And they were talking about, I can't remember who he was interviewing, the guy who created Halo. And he has a debunker website now. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how there's this new push for people to believe the world
is flat.
The earth is flat.
The flat world theory people.
And I initially thought that this is not just bull BS. It is really about people just getting clicks. You know,
you kind of like that though.
I think everything.
You think everything is about a click?
Yeah, somebody will design a huge, crazy headline. Click through it and won't be like that at all. And you're like, mm-hmm. oh, you used me to click through. Now I'm disappointed, you know.
But I clicked.
And so.
And I got a half of a penny.
Yes, exactly. And so I just wonder if it's about
people. But if you had a billion of those.
And so Joe Rogan had mentioned that him and his friend who has a podcast get paid $3.50 a month, $3.50 a month, mm-hmm. for saying that the world is round, mm-hmm. from the government. The mm-hmm. government is literally paying them, mm-hmm. because they have to stop this propaganda that the world is flat. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, what a wonderful world we live in. This is so crazy that I don't even know how to give it any traction.
You're saying that there's people that believe that there's this ice dam at the end.
So you don't fall off. Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Unlike a dental dam.
Yes, which no one uses. Too inconvenient.
Who even knows why it was invented?
I don't know. It's like saran wrap.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I just didn't understand that was going on. So they were talking about all of these different conspiracies and then debunking them. And then I was all behind them until they got to one that I go, well, you guys don't really know this to be true.
That's right. We were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. And then I was like, wait, what?
And it was about the UFO scenario.
That's right.
And because I've experienced.
And I have too.
Not together.
No.
We do.
Separately.
We do. We are separate people. Even though people like. You sound exactly alike.
Now, is that you talking?
Yeah.
No, that's you.
That's me. That's right. That's you. No, that's you. And they're like, oh, the UFOs, you know, those people just are crazy thinking these UFOs and aliens are coming down. And I'm like, hey, wait a minute. now wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know, because I've experienced at least four times something from the sky. I'm not saying it's outer space. Like, it could be us creating new technology. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's from people from Mars or different solar systems.
But it was an unidentified
flying object.
Right.
And they talked about, well, if you, you know, with all the cell phones now, you'd think we'd have pictures of UFOs. And I'm like, dudes, I have tried taking pictures of the things I've seen at night, and I'm sorry, my camera looks like crap. I mean, it looks like a dot.
Right.
Could be a plane, could anything. Mm-hmm. Now, I know when I was in there presently, I go, oh my gosh, look at that. That's crazy. That wasn't a plane. Wasn't this, wasn't this. You know, just recently, in the last 5 years, well, 15 years ago, whenever that Tinley Park one came in, I saw that it was an actual triangle. And it flew over our house. And I remember coming home late one night, and I ran inside, and there's a UFO above our house.
Screaming.
You guys ran, and then it's like the stars were everywhere, and I couldn't find it. And then I go, oh my God, that's right there. And Dan's like, oh my God, what is that? Yeah. I go, it's a triangle. He goes, oh my God, it's a triangle.
That is so that took out the rest of the stars. You couldn't see the stars.
Now, I had a flip phone at that time, and I tried taking a picture, and nothing showed up.
Yeah.
And then someone made an interesting, valid point when hearing them on the radio. They're going, but why would UFOs have to have lights on? And I thought, oh, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe because they want to see. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Why not? Maybe they're just like us. They like to have, like, shiny, funny things. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to get hit. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the other time recently, I think about 2 years ago, I called you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Was with Doug. We're coming home from a movie, and I'm seeing this up in the sky, this ball, this red ball of light, and it's falling to Earth. I'm like, well, this is a this is interesting. And it slows down, and it's getting close to us. And I call you up, and I said, I may be dying right now. I don't know, but this thing's falling to Earth right now, and then it stops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it, and then it vanishes.
It just vanished?
Yes.
Did it, like, disappear or just vanish, like, away? Like,
no, it didn't. It vanished. It didn't, like, take off.
No,
it just disappeared.
Wow.
And it didn't fizzle.
Right.
And Doug was so mad at me. He's like, why'd you call your mom and dad and tell them? I'm like, who else am I gonna tell?
Right.
You're with me.
Right. And what happens if you guys disappear?
Hello, we're seeing something.
What if it's the apocalypse?
What if they gotta go get some water or some, I don't know, make sure, I don't know what to do then, you know. But we're together, you know what's going down. And he goes, it was, you know, I go, I didn't know what it was, and nor do you, mister, so back off. And then I remember this one time, and I still know what it was. I'm not saying it was a UFO. I mean, it was a UFO to me.
Exactly.
And then the other thing recently, I mean, years ago,
I mean, so what you're saying is, though, they did not do a good job of debunking that.
No, because two things. Taking pictures at night, I'm sorry, I have an iPhone. Unless I have the wrong kind of camera, it sucks.
Right.
And second of all, taking pictures at daytime, unless your camera is ready to go 100 times, you know, I know a lot of people like to have their cams quarters on now or whatever continuously, but most people don't have their cameras ready to go at an instant moment.
Mm-hmm.
You may go, oh my God, look over there. Oh my God, go get, oh my God, get my camera. You take your camera, get it out, it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
thank God we don't live in the days where you had to, oh my God, look at that. Let me get my oil paints out.
Yeah, I got to draw this right now.
Where's the canvas at?
And then I remember I was at night in Rochelle, and it was late to like midnight. And
I'm
working, and I'm noticing out over the airport this green light coming towards me. And I go, oh, it must be a plane landing. From the Rochelle, like, it was coming across Rochelle Airport towards Rockford, I thought, possibly. And I'm like, oh, here comes a plane landing in Rockford. Wasn't worried about it until I noticed a second one. Like, I went in, do my stuff, came back out. I'm like, oh, it's still coming. That's odd. And
was it, like, another green light?
Yes. And this time I watched it.
So now you saw two?
Yes. And then I saw a third one and a fourth one and a fifth one, but they all were low. Like just 100 feet.
Freaky.
And I tried to take a picture of it and a video of it. You know what it looked like? Crap. I mean, just me saying, oh my God, this is so scary. I can't. It's silent.
How do you do that? I would have just like been under the truck or something.
I think I had called you.
Yeah, you did.
And I said, I'm going to be taking some photographs. Yeah. Just like, you know, something happens to me. Nothing happened to me. I don't know what it was.
Still here.
But I think nowadays people think those things are drones. Mm-hmm. I go, well, this could have been a drone. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I mean, it could have been anything. But so this idea that because we have cell phones, we should all have these great pictures, I think it's just true. I think it's a big lie.
I totally agree with you on that one. I don't think that was a good debunking theory.
No. They were also talking about this theory called the Mandela effect.
Yes.
And
isn't that hot right now?
Why is it hot?
I don't know why, but I bet I've heard, since the first time I heard it, which is probably no more than 10 days ago, I've heard it 100 times.
You're like, what is going on? Yes. Why is the Mandela effect?
Right.
And what the Mandela effect is that all these things in our past, some pop culture, some history, that as a society we believe are one way, or a pretty big group of us believe one thing,
right,
and the reality is something else.
Right. And they call it the Mandela effect
because
Nelson Mandela was thought, for even in history books, to have died in prison.
In the 80s.
Yes.
And he actually died in 2003, I think.
And out of prison.
As a president of Africa.
Right.
South Africa.
Yeah.
I think he was, you know.
And so what they call this is like, they you know, somebody that is dead, and then they resurrect them.
Right.
And then they and you go, oh, he's alive? When you thought he was dead, they call that the Mandela effect.
Right.
And there's a couple other examples.
And they were suggesting.
I don't even know, like the Berenstain Bears. I don't know.
Yeah,
about that
and
one.
Like mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest? So it's magic,
not
mirror, on
magic
the
mirror on the
it's
wall.
It's not but, mirror, mirror.
But you get 100 people. 100 people would say it's mirror, mirror on the wall. And also, like in the movie, if you build it, they will come.
Yeah,
it really is. If you build it, he will come. And nobody goes, no, that's not it.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. And so they
So then they go back.
Right.
Rent the movie.
Right.
And experience the Mandela effect.
And so, you know, I don't know why I brought that up, but I found.
I don't know, but that was fascinating.
It was fascinating. And I wonder what things are happening now that in the future.
Right.
I'm like, well, how did that really happen? Right. I, you know, it's funny. Remember, this is not a funny scenario. It's kind of a horrible situation. Mm. But you remember when the space shuttle blew up and the teacher was on board?
Yeah.
I remember two things about that. I remember being in school, seeing a kid bringing the TV into the classroom so we can all watch it. Mm-hmm. And I remember being sick home. Watching the explosion.
Really? You remember being in two different places?
Yes.
I know where I was at.
Where were you?
I was in the popcorn shop.
Oh, interesting. Was I homesick that day?
I don't know.
I could
because
have been.
I was in the popcorn shop and I had the TV on in the background.
Right.
I was by myself.
Right.
Making some popcorn.
And it's funny because
you actually have two memories.
Right. Because one memory is
where
I
you
saw
were.
It. And when I saw it, would have been quote unquote in the mommy bed, because if you weren't home, it makes sense. Then maybe I didn't go to school a day because I didn't feel good.
You didn't feel like you didn't feel good enough.
You had our lift for work, and then I'm like, I don't feel good. I'm gonna stay home a day.
Wait, you're leaving, Mom?
Yeah,
I'm staying home.
And since we sound so much alike, I need to call in for Julie Peters. She's not feeling well today. Boy, you sound just like Christine. I go, yes, yeah, I do. Or however it goes. So I, you know.
Wow, Julie. Yeah,
I know. So I don't know what's true.
Oh my gosh.
But I do know that the way we perceive things cannot be 100%.
Was it a school day? I mean, did it happen
during
school
time? Oh, sure it did. Yeah.
School time?
Okay. I do know that part. But I mean, I know it happened on a school day. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I know
not
that
during the summer. Or
no, but I don't think so because mm-hmm. that would be really weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know that. But I do also know that our memories are deceiving us a lot of times.
Sure.
Because all of a sudden we have a memory, and then we're building that memory into other things because we're having more experiences around that memory.
Wow.
And so you can't 100% count your memory into like, oh yeah, I perceive it that way. Mm-hmm. As well as when you have. You know, you might have four people seeing the exact same situation, and mm-hmm. we will all see it differently. Mm-hmm. You know, it was – so I've been thinking about and really evaluating my beliefs mm-hmm. and lately. And one of the things that I talk to you about is Wayne Dyer, Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Yeah.
who, as far as I know at this moment, has passed away.
God bless him. Rest in peace.
Exactly. And he would say, I'd rather be kind than right.
That's right.
And then I started thinking about the ludicrousness of the word of the world being flat. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'd rather be right on this than kind.
If somebody comes up to you, Julie, the world is flat. You know that, right? And you're just like, do I want to be kind
or do I want to be right here?
Remember when you asked Daddy that? You said, Dad, would you rather be kind or right? And Norm goes, kind. Is that one of those candy bars?
Oh, like you a kind one or you a right one?
He goes, is that a candy bar? Because that is, I'm going to eat that.
I want that one. And so I'm starting to think now that there's a lot of us who just have for a long time goes, oh, I got to be kind than right. Mm-hmm. I don't need to make a fuss here.
Yeah, but we've
got people believing the world is flat. And then, I'm like, you know
should
what?
I want to see us be brave and said something?
Yes.
Because sometimes I just go, oh, you know what? Like with you when you were like a child, you would say supposedly.
Yes,
all the time. And all I kept thinking was, it's so darling.
Right. And it's someday she'll figure it out.
Someday she'll figure it out. But then I remember like you were interviewing for like a corporate job or something.
Yeah.
And you said supposedly.
And I told you the story and I go, I said supposedly. And you're like, that's not a word. I go, what do you mean? It's supposedly. I go, what?
My mom would have said something.
I go,
I've been saying that all my life.
Nobody's mentioned it. Tell me that it's not supposedly, but supposedly. You know? That's right. There was this one job I really wanted, and I just kept, for whatever reason, I was channeling, just keep saying the words, in my mind's eye. I'm like, why am I? I left that interview going, why did I keep saying my mind's eye? It was for special education because that was my degree. Mm-hmm. But I was supposed to also need. They needed me to also do the after school plays. And I'm like, I'll do it. No problem.
That'd been so cute.
Yeah. It's like an hour and a half away from the house, though. Would have been a drag, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, at that moment.
I can see you doing plays, though, with little special ed kids.
No, it would have been for regular high school kids.
Oh.
It was with my secondary job. It would have been like.
They wanted you to do something extra.
Extra stuff.
Got it.
Like, hey, we're a small school district. You'll have these kids for inclusion, and you'll be teaching the play. You'll help with the high school play. I'm like, I'm all in. Why not? You know? It would have been horrible. So, now that I'm thinking about it, and we're talking about conspiracies, and you wonder, you know, why we're having to debunk these things that are so, like, okay, we can all agree
that the world is round.
We can see it. We can feel it, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, you spread out a little bit more of the crazy stuff or, like, you go, well, wait a minute, that conspiracy, I still haven't had a Community Jesus moment with it yet. I feel like, I don't know, that there can be. There could be UFOs. Mm-hmm. There could be aliens.
Right.
I don't know. Right. There can be interdimensional stuff. Sure. I don't know.
Right.
I've had weird stuff happen to me my whole life.
Right.
And just because I don't know it, I mean, it could happen.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why a guy, if you are like a multi-trillionaire because you invented Halo, why would you need to become, I think I'll, in my next lifetime, I will be a debunker.
Because you're literally bored.
Yeah.
And maybe you feel it's your job to do this.
Right.
Because some people are becoming stupid. Because what's going on is that everybody has an opinion, and everybody's opinion is correct.
Because we don't want to be judgy.
I don't really know. But there are truths in the world. And I sometimes go back to listening today on the radio talking about people like lying is so popular right now, and lying in different ways, like making yourself look better than you really are, and not saying you're totally lying. And I remember thinking
that's called being on Match.com.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what they said. But talking about this idea of, for us, it would be like law of attractioning it. Mm-hmm. You say what you want. Mm-hmm. Don't complain about it. Say what you want. Mm-hmm. Say it in the positive sense. Mm-hmm. And people who believe in faith with Jesus Christ, they you're supposed to say what you want. and not go against that, you know? Mm-hmm. And so at some point, though, you come across like you're insane or lying if it's not really here yet.
Right.
And I remember Joyce Myers one time said, you know, I don't want you to lie, but don't, if you're sick, you know, somebody says how you feeling, and if you want to say the truth, you know, that you're not feeling well, then you, but you go, but I know God can heal me, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. I know this is, I know tomorrow will be a better day. Mm-hmm. And I go, I can get behind that because mm-hmm. In my lifetime, I have felt that I have been law of attraction, you know, to the sense where I've met somebody and they've told me this story. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh, this is what you want to be.
Mm-hmm. But you had to figure that out first.
I had to figure that out first, not who you are.
Right.
This is what you want to be, but not who you are. And so you have to just, you feel like you're walking in this maze
you
all the time.
And so, like, so the truth is out there somewhere.
Right. Is out there somewhere, for sure. So are you really ready for a little pillar talk?
Already?
Already. Pillow talk. Pillow talk. So here we are at pillar talk.
What happened to our show, Julie?
Well, it going by
just
fast.
Disintegrated.
Exactly. It's well, and I wanted to talk to everybody today about pillar talk, and we want to talk a little bit. Our lovely friend from not down under, but up above. up in Canada, you know,
not down under.
That's
she came
Australia.
From the land down under.
But up above in Canada.
And she does like Vegemite sandwiches.
Francine Colangelo. I just love this woman. She's so smart and just witty and, you know.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. She's my soul sister, S-O-L. And I just, it's not my soul sister, S-O-U-L, you know. And she wrote an article about spring cleaning. Mm-hmm. And we've written a book, mm-hmm. The Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Your Way, Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. Mm-hmm. But in there, we talk about cleaning up physically, the right. physical stuff, having a spring cleaning time. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to share by her website, because she's writing for a magazine. It's like a...
She writes for the Montreal Culture Magazine.
Right.
I don't know.
And it's Rendezvous. So cultured up there. Media, rendezvous.media. And it's RENDEZVOUS.media. But... great article. And she mentioned in the article about the two things why we should spring clean. Mm-hmm. And we talk about this in our book as well. The idea that when you spring clean or when you're cleaning up, you're creating space for the new. Mm-hmm. And because a vacuum or space hates a void, it fills up with hopefully the new stuff. Mm-hmm. But if it's already filled up, you'd have no space for the new.
Mm-hmm. And then, I always like to say, if you have a big junk hole of a house, it's like, the universe comes to your house with a whole bunch of stuff, and you have a big no trespassing sign
exactly.
on your door.
You're like, stop.
Sorry, it's all filled.
Forget it. Not
go to the
happen.
Next house.
Exactly.
It's our Western culture's kind of the Passover.
Right. For sure. And the second part is when you're donating or cleaning clutter, you can do it a couple different ways. You can have a garage sale. And then you can, you know, try and sell things on eBay or Virage Sale or any of those sites. And or you can give it away to Goodwill, or we have Lattic Center in our town. Mm-hmm. And that's a way of helping people. And you could even take it to the next level, which we've said, you know, a lot of times if you say, if I'm going to give money, mm-hmm. you want to come back tenfold. Mm-hmm. And so why not claim that what you are giving, you want to come back to you and fill that space up tenfold mm-hmm. of something that you really desire, mm-hmm. what your new self is. And so check it out. You know, go to rendezvousmedia.media. Look at it by Francine Colangelo. Great little article. Pick up our book, The Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. Because mm-hmm. also in there we talk about, you know, and I'll just go really quickly over one technique you can use for clearing physical clutter. Mm-hmm. And I always say take a part of your house that will give you the most bang for your buck. Mm-hmm. You know, what part of your house are you in the most? In the most that if you cleaned and gave yourself space, you could really utilize it, or space for one of your dreams. You know, you talk about how if you're looking for a new mate, or not a new mate, or a mate, mm-hmm. and yet you have no space, in your home for their car in the garage, or even a clean drawer for their underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Create
a place
space
for their toothbrush.
Yes, create space for them.
Mm-hmm.
Give it. Give the universe like, hey, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's a nod saying, hey, I'm ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, you know, we talked about in our book this sleepaway to the top of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are sleeping in a bedroom that's full of clutter, clean that clutter up, because clutter holds energy.
That's right.
And you could be getting, you know, if you got bills next to your bed, mm-hmm. guess what? You may not be sleeping clearly.
No kidding.
Or at least in peace.
Right.
Because why? Yeah, pile of bills next to your
mm-hmm.
bed. Or if you work from your bed, you know, at least put the stuff away before you really go to sleep.
That's right.
Give yourself that and that energy free zone, that this is my intentional space for
mm-hmm.
sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask you, you know, start thinking about spring cleaning a little bit.
Yes.
Get ready for the new and pass it along. Help somebody out.
Aww.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Pay it forward.
Right. And one thing we talk about, too, in our book, The Clutterfly Effect, is we talk about forgiveness as a way of really cleaning up emotional
yes.
baggage, energetic baggage.
Yes.
Forgiveness is an awesome way. And we've been trying to go deeper with this idea
we have.
Of forgiveness.
Yes.
Because forgiveness is such a important part of having a healthy spiritual life.
In fact,
life.
I heard an author just a couple days ago, who I can't remember her name, Ramona Grimes, I don't know, but she said that, and she's been, she's an attorney, she's been a spiritual worker, I mean, for 30, 40 years, researcher, and she said that she's come to the conclusion that forgiveness is even the greater quality than love.
Right.
That it trumps love. Forgive me for saying trump, but.
Well, that's interesting
mm-hmm.
because I easily forgive people all the time around
you do.
Me.
You do.
I have no problem. I have another problem, but I have a problem with forgiving myself for not being the best I could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a little old
mm-hmm.
because sometimes I have such high expectations that there's no possible way that the best could happen. And if so in some ways I have to forgive myself for just
being human.
Yeah. For being human, you know, or for having fear of failure or fear of success.
Right.
You know, and
that perfectionism.
Yes.
Quotient, yeah.
And when you get to that point of going, wait a minute, this is a physical, this is a spiritual playground we're supposed to be on, or
mm-hmm.
we're having a physical, our spiritual, a spiritual
journey,
you know, in a physical body.
Right.
Then we are meant to have a spiritual journey here.
Right.
And you know, I know what your life has been about, and I know that people have done you wrong, and I know that people have done me wrong. In some sense.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have been really good at training because I really feel for the most part, people, I've never met anybody who just really wants to hurt somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It usually happens through missteps and accidents and getting people caught into a bigger situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one ever wakes up in the morning and says, I want to screw someone over.
Who do I want to hurt today?
Yeah, typically that doesn't usually happen.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to NPR over the weekend on Friday night on This American Life. And the story was about this prison in St. Louis. And these inmates were doing Hamlet
mm-hmm.
in the cafeteria, a one-night performance of Hamlet. And for like 4 months, they were practicing. And they had a woman come in and help them with the lines and
mm-hmm.
so forth like that. And a lot of stage people came to see it, you know, and the guy, the reporter was interviewing them, and he got to know them as actors, and he was really impressed with their abilities to act, and they really wanted to do a good job, and he decided that before the show, he wanted to go and see what these gentlemen had done to deserve to be in prison, and because he had asked them, and nobody wanted to say what they had done.
Whoa.
And he got to know everybody on a friend level.
Mm-hmm.
And he then went, and some of the things they had done were horrible. You know, shot somebody in the neck, you know, murder, you know, really horrible, horrible things. And he went back and he asked a good question. He says, how can you reconcile the person you are now to the person, or the person you once were to the person you are now. Mm-hmm. Because I've met you gentlemen all at this level. I didn't know you before. Mm-hmm. And some of these happened 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this one man talked about it and he said, you know, I was a horrible person back then and I did kill someone. And even though I could never imagine myself ever being in a situation ever again, this is just my karma. This is my path. Mm-hmm. This is the penance I pay. Mm-hmm. And you know, we talk about how forgiveness, and we've been working with this concept that forgiveness almost stops the karmic train.
It does, yeah.
And you know, can he forgive his earlier self for doing that horrific thing? Mm-hmm. And what if he could? And is he allowed to forgive his? You know, mm-hmm. And are you allowed to forgive yourself and still have to face societal
right
consequence?
Right.
And if it was your family member that was murdered by him, mm-hmm. where do you come into play? Mm-hmm. There was that family, I think, over Easter.
Yeah.
You know.
In Ohio.
Right. And which is really weird.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of stuff happened in Ohio right around
right.
that time.
And you know, they talked to some of the family members and they're like, you know, just turn yourself in. We will forgive you. And you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, to hear that level of forgiveness. So, yeah. You know, already.
Right.
And they said, because we're Christians, we want to forgive. Mm-hmm. And I understand that because when you study Christ's work, he is all about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And once you accept this, you are new.
Mm-hmm. And free.
And
the truth shall set you free.
Right. And then I was watching this other case, and it was, I think it was the father of the first child that was on the milk carton.
Okay.
And it just came to trial recently.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like, my life will never be the same, mm-hmm. and I will never be able to forgive you. Mm-hmm. And so...
Wow.
And so... and
there you have it.
And I go, why? I can't fault this man.
No.
He lost a son.
Right.
I don't know where he's at on his, but yet in some in a deep spiritual level, I want him to feel mm-hmm. forgiveness mm-hmm. because I would like him to feel just, I would want him to feel better, mm-hmm. you know?
Or like you would want him to have his son come to him and say, I'm okay. I'm
yes.
good. Do not do this to yourself.
Right.
You know, we're going to be together.
Right.
You don't have to make it any sooner. Release yourself from this.
Right. And I remember...
Something right. like that.
And you don't want your... I have never had to deal with this problem, so I can't talk
right.
at a deep level.
Right.
I can only
right.
talk at a superficial level.
Right.
But you don't want your whole life based around one horrific incident. Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, a lot of great instances, too. Mm-hmm. I mean... if something bad happened to me, mm-hmm. I would hope that my life wouldn't be based on that one horrific incident. It would have been based on all the years before where we had good times and mm-hmm. all this. This is just the way.
But, you know, as you're saying this, I'm reminded of this professor, and I wish I could think of his name, who does statistics
right.
and things like that. And he said that change... or a transformation happens when a momentous act
occurs. Right.
Occurs.
Yes.
And not necessarily for better
well,
or for
I had
good
asked
or,
you that because I go, oh, and I after thinking about it and talking to you about that, you said it to me. I go, and I guess momentous doesn't have to be good or bad.
No.
It could
no.
be bad.
It
that
could just be shocking.
Catalyst.
Right.
You into doing it was a catalyst for you
right.
for change
right.
to help the world.
Right.
And we only got about 1 minute left for our show.
Whoa.
I know it's gone by so fast.
No.
But like the one Trump supporter.
Yes.
Who, you know, his son died of a heroin overdose.
Right.
And he's made it his life mission to get this one heroin anti-whatever.
Yeah.
Into every ET, you know, into every ambulance so that no kid has to die from a heroin overdose
right,
ever again.
Right.
And that's his mission.
Right.
And, you know, I know, now, you know, that he, that's his, that he gets his drive from that.
Yeah, a reason to get up in the morning.
And so, and he will have, and his son's life will not be in vain, mm-hmm. you know, and he's got purpose. And so, there, these huge things that occur in our lives, they are the catalyst or the, this momentous event mm-hmm. for something bigger than ourselves right. to take place right. if we want it to be.
If we want it to be.
Doesn't have to happen. But we want it to be.
How did we get from the here to where were we at? We were in
forgiveness.
Yeah,
and we want to gotta close. Unfortunately,
mm-hmm. No, it's okay.
But so this week, you know, think about forgiving. You know, just we'll talk more about this next.
Yeah,
week.
We should, because this is something that we all need to ponder,
right?
And process
and ponder some
and,
more.
And we get to go deeper with
right.
it, and we get to explore it. Because I really am believing that it is, at this moment on the planet, more important than love.
To forgive.
To forgive.
Ourselves.
Ourselves.
Others. The situation.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk more about that.
Please,
and,
let's
do. And you know what? Next week, bring to the table a couple things that you're having a hard time forgiving. And we'll talk to you later. Hey, how's the show tonight, girlfriend?
I think it was great.
It was great. Go to our website, consciouscommunity.com. And it was
great.